Never heard of anything like this in my life. Did you know that ice can fall out of the sky? Well, I didn't, but this morning near Bendigo at the Belvoir Park Golf Club, the superintendent arrived to find a massive chunk of ice on the golf green. It made a huge hole in the green. And I've never heard of anything like this happening before. The pictures are on 3AW's socials. On the line now is Dylan Knight. He is the superintendent of the Belvoir Park Golf Club, which is just near Bendigo. Dylan, what time did you get to work today?
We're on site about 6 a.m, which is normal procedure for us. We believe it probably fell maybe 3 a.m. It had some, you know, crystallisation from the frost on it already, so it must have gone out pretty early, we think.
It's the most bizarre vision, and I can hear you guys talking when you see it. Is there any chance it's a prank or it was dropped off by a car? Imagine the golf course is locked up at night.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when the guys actually said that. They joined a bit of ice on the fifth round. I said, yeah, okay, what's going on here? And, no, when we see the indentations and there's some 3 to 4 inch other sections of whatever it is that has exploded about 50 metres away.
So, unbelievable.
Yeah, something very unique.
We're going to chat to an aviation expert after we talk to you, I think, to work out, can this actually happen? But what was the reaction from all of your mates this morning?
They're a bit stunned because most of the guys volunteer days, eh? So most of the guys are, you know, 60, 65 and above, and they've never seen anything like it either. So only assumption was that, yeah, it came off something in the sky. So obviously an aeroplane was the only thing we could come up with.
And what hole is it? And how do you repair such a big, I guess it's a divot. It's like a big pothole, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big pothole, essentially. It's 3-4 foot by 8 inches deep. So we'll just pitchforked it up and best we can, we'll just top dress it out. It was on the fifth, a little par three there at Belvoir.
Now, it's pretty cold up in Bendigo, I imagine, today. And that's probably why it didn't melt. Has it all disappeared now?
It was still there about 11 o'clock. There were still portions of it. So it was pretty solid. I threw a couple of chunks at a tree close by and it didn't want to break up. So it was probably it was a solid piece of ice, not particles of.
And what would you imagine would have happened if it fell during the day? I guess it was just really lucky that it fell, as you said, about 3 a.m.
Yeah, no doubt. If it had struck someone, I think it would be an ambulance or maybe a bit of death force, to be honest. It's a heavy object.
We've covered some weird stories in our careers as reporters, but this is right up there. Dylan, thanks for jumping on the line and having a chat to us. Good luck with the cleanup. What's your handicap?
8.
There you go. Joe's telling me not bad at all. So thanks for jumping on the line. James Nixon is an author, speaker and retired A380 captain. James, can you tell Ask Me Immortals, does this actually happen?
It sure can, Jackie. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Somebody else must have said that. But it does happen. It could be a micrometeorite. Sometimes they come in from outer space and they are icy. But this is more likely come off the bottom of an aeroplane. That's right. What happens is that liquid water comes out of liquids onto the side of the aeroplane and freezes. And if that's the case, then when the plane comes down through the freezing level, all of a sudden everything starts melting and turning to water and dripping off. But the big piece of ice just slides off and falls out of the sky. Now, this happens a few times every now and then. In fact, I just got some statistics. It happened 25 times in 2013, 12 times in 2014 and 15, and 10 times in 2016 in the United Kingdom. It happens a fair bit in America because right now there's about 9,500 planes flying around the world at any time.
Wow.
About a million people a day up there. So there's a lot of aeroplanes and a lot of ice. It very rarely happens that the ice gets out of the aeroplane. Usually they have things called drain masts. So for any draining of vapor or water out into the atmosphere, they're heated so that it goes out of the airplane as a liquid. But if one of the drain mast electrical circuits doesn't work, it freezes as soon as it gets out into the atmosphere and gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And as the plane comes down, it slides off and crashes down. And in America, San Bernardino, about 5 years ago, it fell through the roof of a house.
Really?
Onto a couple's double bed. They just happened to be watching TV and said, the guy said, it's amazing we weren't going to bed early last night because it smashed right through the roof and onto the bed. And it happened 5 weeks earlier. at the same area. So it just happens every now and then. The best one ever, and this is going back about 30 years ago, that's how we first found out about it, was they think a 727 was coming into land at Los Angeles Airport. A guy was sitting there in his house watching television in the afternoon, and a huge piece of ice came through and smashed on the coffee table. And he thought, oh, that's a bit weird, piece of ice. Had a closer look, had a Lipton's tea bag tag inside the ice. So he said, hey, that doesn't look right. So he picked it up and put it in the freezer, which is what Dylan should have done at 6 o'clock this morning as soon as he found it.
Oh, so we could work out where it came from.
That's right. We can do that. You just ring CASA on 131-757 and say, listen, I've got this piece of ice here. Here's the time. I'll take a photo. And they can work out which airplane it came from. Because people who own airplanes are filthy rich. So I reckon it's a good way of getting money.
He could get some compensation, James. That's so funny. But I did ask a few people, and they did say to me, "You talk about liquids coming off a plane. Does that mean that they're like, is it bathroom liquids? Is that what it is?" Because a few people said to me, "That's actually what this is."
Ah, the old blue ice rumor. Well, it doesn't, because all the toilet stuff is self-contained. It's contained within the system.
That's a good result.
But they do have outlets, and if the outlet's leaking, which is very, very rare, or if there's something wrong with the outlet, sometimes you do get blue ice coming out of the airplane. It's happened a few times in England that they've reported it. It's coloured blue and it smells a bit funny.
Wow.
Usually it's just water or coffee or tea poured down the drain masks in the galleys.
Yep.
They're only allowed to put liquid straight out in the atmosphere. And all the people who don't finish their cups of tea or coffee, they just put it out in the atmosphere, it just evaporates in a few seconds.
And I guess with this one, we don't hear about this very often. You mentioned a couple of other cities like LA or in the UK. We don't hear about this happening very often in Victoria, do we? And I imagine because it was so cold today in Bendigo, that's why it obviously hasn't melted and it was still there.
Yeah, that's right. And those are the planes coming in from Asia about that time of the day, landing about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. And they're all starting to descend over Bendigo. There's a place called Canty, which is sort of halfway between Bendigo and Heathcote, and that's where they all sort of start making their final approach into Melbourne. So that makes a lot of sense.
James, you know what? You learn something new every day on this show. James Nixon is an author, speaker and retired A380 captain. Thank you so much for having a chat to me this afternoon.
My pleasure, Jackie. Thanks for calling.
He was the best, wasn't he? That was James Nixon.